listener production.
Hello, I'm Adam Hemmings. The Premier says the random stabbing attack at the weekend has the hallmarks of a terror incident, but police are confident it involved just a single person. Police had to shoot a radicalised 16-year-old boy on Saturday night, moments after he stabbed a man in a Wellington car park. Roger Cook says letters were sent to the Education Minister about the teen's behaviour, which were then passed on to the department.
This young gentleman was part of our CVE, the Countering Violent Extremism program, so we were obviously well aware of the thoughts that he was harbouring, and he was an active participant in that program since he was 14, so 2 years ago.
The bodies of Perth brothers Callum and Jake Robinson have been formally identified by their parents. Authorities in Mexico say it's believed the men were murdered last week along with their American friend by thieves who wanted the tyres off their car. Qantas has agreed to a settlement deal with the competition watchdog for selling tickets for cancelled flights. The airline will repay $20 million to customers, and it could also be made to pay a $100 million civil penalty. ACCC chairwoman Gina Gottlieb says it's a win for travellers.
Qantas has also undertaken to the ACCC that it will not engage in this sort of conduct in the future.
Briefly, Telstra is delaying the shutdown of its 3G network with the new cut-off date set for August 31, following concerns thousands of Aussies are not yet ready. To sport, Collingwood's Tom Mitchell will miss Sunday's clash with West Coast as he recovers from appendicitis. And Richmond's Nathan Broad believes there's still a lot to be gained for the injury-hit Tigers this season, despite just one win from eight matches. With so many players on the sidelines, the defenders told listeners Footy Talk at least the team's younger members are getting more game time.
Which is good. And then it's just up to the leaders, I think, to show these young boys, fast-track them as quick as possible, because reality is they've got to play and got to get games into